Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Shagun Chopra with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for democratizing AI to empower Global South, inaugurates India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders. Prime Minister unveils Manav Vision for ethical and inclusive AI, says AI will benefit the world only when it is shared. French President Emmanuel Macron hails India's digital infrastructure as unmatched in the world. Bihar declared Naxal free after last armed Maoist surrenders in Munger. Supreme Court says freebies culture hampers economic development, calls upon states to open avenues for employment. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 stage lineup finalized. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South, inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders. Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful.
AI के लिए इंसान सिर्फ डेटा पॉइंट न बन जाए, इंसान सिर्फ रॉ मटेरियल तक सीमित न रह जाए, इसलिए AI को डेमोक्रेटाइज करना होगा, इसे इंक्लूजन और एम्पावरमेंट का माध्यम बनाना होगा, और विशेष रूप से ग्लोबल साउथ में.
Mr. Modi said, India not only develops new technology, but also adopts it rapidly. He said India is the center of the world's largest tech pool. He said it is a matter of pride for India and the Global South that the AI Summit is being organized in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said, in the course of human history, there have been certain turning points that shaped entire centuries. Mr. Modi outlined the Manav vision for AI, moral and ethical systems, accountable governance, national sovereignty, accessible and inclusive, valid and legitimate. He asserted that India's Manav vision will become a crucial link for humanity's welfare in the AI-driven world of the 21st century.
Manav vision kehta hai, M, moral and ethical systems, A, accountable governance, N, national sovereignty, A, accessible and inclusive, V, valid and legitimate. Bharat ka ye Manav vision 21vi sadi ki AI aadharit duniya mein manavta ke kalyan ki ahem kadi banega.
Prime Minister Modi remarked that India is building a resilient ecosystem ranging from semiconductors and chip making to quantum computing. He highlighted that secure data centers, a strong IT backbone and a dynamic startup ecosystem make India a natural hub for affordable, scalable and secure AI solutions. Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said, India built something that no other country in the world has built. He said a digital identity for 1.4 billion people, a payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month, and health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs.
Last year, when France and India co-hosted the AI Action Summit in Paris, we set a global guiding principle for technologies that would transform our societies and our economies. Artificial intelligence will be an enabler for our humanity to innovate faster, healthcare, energy, mobility, agriculture, public services, for the good of mankind. Both of us believe in this revolution.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, AI must belong to everyone. He said future of AI cannot be decided by a handful of countries.
AI must belong to everyone. We must replace hype and fear with shared evidence and close knowledge gaps. I urge member states, industry and civil society to contribute to the panel's work. Launching a global dialogue on AI governance within the United Nations, where all countries, together with the private sector, the academia and the civil society, can have a voice.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good.
AI is a foundational technology. It is already transforming how we work, learn and make decisions. Our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji believes that the true value of technology lies in ensuring that its benefits reach the masses. Our Prime Minister's vision is to democratize technology, deploy it at scale, make it accessible to all.
Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. He said AI needs clear human values and guidance. He said aspirational India has a big role in the global journey of artificial intelligence. Mr. Modi said, looking at the history, humans have transformed every disruption into a new opportunities. On the ethical issue of artificial intelligence, the Prime Minister made three vital suggestions. Firstly, he highlighted the need for a robust data framework for AI training that respects data sovereignty. Secondly, Mr. Modi underscored the importance of clear and transparent safety rules for AI platforms. Thirdly, the Prime Minister said AI requires clear human values and guidance. Dr. Harshit Mishra, founder of Klim Agro Analytics, has said that many startups working in the field of AI, particularly in agriculture, are participating in the India AI Impact Summit. He noted that several of these startups are focusing on solutions to crop loss, climate change-related challenges in agriculture, and other sector-specific issues. He underscored that the summit provides a platform for innovators to exchange ideas and collaborate on developing effective solutions to these problems.
Here the place we all the startups working on the AI coming, particularly I'm talking about the agriculture. You will find all the startups who are focusing on different kind of problem in agriculture, whether it is a crop losses, yield impact, or particularly the impact of climate change on agriculture. This is the biggest problem right now we are facing. So this is basically giving the platform, all the startups can come together and, you know, exchange the ideas and do the networking, etc.
Ishita Pal, Public Relations and Communications Officer at Scan Genie Scientific Private Limited, termed the India AI Impact Summit a platform that promotes knowledge through large-scale collaboration across sectors and countries. Talking to Akashwani News at the summit, she said the event has enabled her to gain deeper insights into developments in artificial intelligence and machine technologies.
I get a lot of knowledge and I met a lot of high-profile people and get to know about AI more. Actually, I'm here to know about the other AI field and machine technologies also. So it was really good.
Aditya Tripathi, founder of Eklavya India Private Limited, said he was overwhelmed by his experience at the summit. He described the experience as exceptional. He said it provided valuable exposure and meaningful connections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Bihar has been declared free of Naxal activities. The state achieved this significant milestone after the surrender of the last armed Maoist Suresh Koda in Munger. The Deputy Inspector General of Police, DIG of the Munger Range, Rakesh Kumar, stated that no armed Naxalite squad is currently active in any of the 23 districts that were previously affected by Naxalism.
We are now able to say with authority that not only Munger district but the whole of Bihar is now completely free from Naxalism, and in today's date there is no such violent Naxalist who is present on the land of Bihar.
The district magistrate of Munger, Nikhil Dhanraj Nipanikar, said that under the central government's surrender and rehabilitation policy, Suresh Koda will soon be provided with the prescribed benefits. Meanwhile, Suresh Koda's wife, Pramila Devi, expressed happiness over his decision to surrender, saying that there is now a sense of relief and joy in the family.
I told my husband, why are you leaving in the forest? Come back home. We will live peacefully with our children. I am very happy with his decision.
It is noteworthy that in 2012, 23 districts of Bihar were affected by Naxal activities. During the 1970s, Naxalite influence had grown significantly in the state, with central Bihar districts being the most affected due to sustained efforts by the central and state governments. Not a single Naxalite incident was reported in 2025. In the same year, 220 Naxalites were arrested, marking a major achievement toward peace and development in the state. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least 5 suspected persons have been detained for questioning amid intensified search for a gangster who remained at large after escaping a juvenile, along with 2 Pakistani inmates in Jammu. Karjeet Singh, alias Gugu, and 2 Pakistan citizens attacked police personnel and fled from the juvenile home around on Monday. 2 cops were injured in the incident. The Supreme Court today said freebies culture is hampering the country's economic development. A bench of Chief Justice Suryakant and Justices Joy Malia Bakshi and Vipul M. Pancholi said most of the states in the country are revenue deficit and yet they are offering such freebies overlooking development. The apex court was taking note of the Tamil Nadu Power Distribution Corporation Limited's plea, which proposed to provide free electricity to all irrespective of financial status of consumers. The bench said states should work to open avenues for employment instead of giving free food, cycles and electricity to all. The top court issued notice to Centre and others on the plea of the DMK government-led power distribution firm in Tamil Nadu, which proposes to provide free electricity. The power firm has challenged a rule of the Electricity Amendment Rules 2024. 11 fishermen who were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy and released from Sri Lankan prison reached Chennai. Of the 11 fishermen, 4 hailed from Ramanathapuram and the other 7 fishermen belonged to Nagapattinam and Mayiladuthurai districts. They were arrested in July last year and were caught by the Sri Lankan Navy for trespassing into international waters. They were released from Sri Lankan prisons and handed over to Indian immigration authorities. In the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the Super 8 stage of the ICC T20 World Cup is completely set now, with 8 teams confirming qualification for the next round. The teams in the Group 1 are India, South Africa, West Indies and Zimbabwe. In Group 2, there are England, New Zealand, Pakistan and Sri Lanka. 8 contenders will fight for a spot in the semi-finals as next round of the tournament will be held on Saturday. Former champions Australia's early exit was the biggest shock of the group stage. Meanwhile, in the last Group C clash, West Indies were 115 for 7 in 16 overs against Italy. In the Group C clash at Eden Gardens in Kolkata, 1 reports last came in. It is the last match for both the teams in the league stage. In 2 other fixtures scheduled today, Sri Lanka will face Zimbabwe in Colombo in a Group B match and Afghanistan will play against Canada in Group D encounter in Chennai. In Pakistan, 13 people died after a suspected gas explosion triggered a residential building collapse in Karachi today. The blast took place at a house in Soldier Bazaar area. So far, 11 people have been pulled out from the debris and shifted to a nearby hospital for medical treatment. Sensex and Nifty were trading 0.9% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell over 750 points to 82,980, while the Nifty slipped 216 points to 25,604, 1 reports last came in. On the sectoral front, Realty Power and Utilities were the biggest laggards. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for democratizing AI to empower Global South, inaugurates India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi in the presence of many world leaders. Prime Minister unveils Manav Vision for ethical and inclusive AI, says AI will benefit the world only when it is shared. French President Emmanuel Macron hails India's digital infrastructure as unmatched in the world. Bihar declared Naxal free after last armed Maoist surrenders in Munger. Supreme Court says freebies culture hampers economic development, calls upon states to open avenues for employment. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Super 8 stage lineup finalized. And with that, we end the midday news.